Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, well, well. Officer Eiffel. What are we going to do with you? Well? Anything to say for yourself?
You know what? Honestly, this lasted a lot longer than I thought it would. All the security and... Yeah. You do whatever you have to. Ugh, I'm done here.
Well, if you're done, you should get back to work. Ryman is expecting you on construction detail in 2 hours. We wouldn't want anyone to think anything's amiss, would we?
What the
fuck? Eiffel! You there? Ugh, god damn it.
Jacoby, you made it! You are back, right?
The hell did you do?
Okay, you're definitely back.
How did you know I was gonna snap out of whatever the hell that was?
About 10 cc's of double O neg.
What?
You know how Lovelace's blood has those super neat regenerative properties? Turns out her alien antibodies are also great at stopping whatever Dr. Svengali was doing to our brains.
You stuck me with something. In the hallway.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry about that. You freaked?
What? That I've got alien cells traveling through my bloodstream now, which is the only thing stopping an evil scientist from controlling my brain? I'll be fine.
You will?
Oh yeah, I'm good at compartmentalizing. SI-5 will kinda help you build that life skill. What about you, though? You kind of look like you've just seen the ghost of Christmas future.
Yeah, it's... I'll tell you about it later. But, we're a bit pressed for time, so if you have any ideas about what to do...
Oh, lots. And now that I'm back to my own mind, I think we have a decent shot.
A decent shot at... what, exactly?
At putting an end to this, Eiffel. At blowing up the Hephaestus.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Jacoby?
What?
I'm still confused here. You want to what?
Is command going to allow us to leave Wolf 359 alive?
I mean, probably not.
And even if we manage to get away from here, do you think they're going to let bygones be bygones?
No.
Will this end before either we're dead or Cutter is? Ergo, kaboom. Big kaboom.
Okay, I guess I get it, but blowing up the Hephaestus? Need I remind you that Minkowski's still here? Hell, need I remind you that we're still here?
I have a clever way around that, which is, let's not be here. They got a ship, don't they? Ships can be stolen.
What about Hera? I'm pretty sure she'll have a thing or two to say about blowing up her station.
Relax. Soul can hold her consciousness.
What?
That thing's about twice the size of the Urania. And I was able to get a good look at Price's lab. She'll be fine.
But, okay. What's your stupid plan?
We split up. I plant the bomb, and you get everyone on the Soul and make sure all the Goddard bigwigs wind up on the Hephaestus. Launch time is 1830 hours. Soul leaves. Everyone still here gets to enjoy a fireworks show from the perspective of the fireworks.
Are you nuts? We'll never pull that off.
Well, you've never worked with me before.
I've worked with you for the last...
You've never worked with a motivated me before.
Oh, well, why didn't you say that? In that case, what could possibly go wrong?
Well...
That was rhetorical. Is that it?
Yep. Little rough around the edges, but... Basically, CBU-55 thermobaric bomb, plus one remote detonator. Oldie but a goodie.
Great.
I'll handle things on this side. You get everyone else.
But...
Why couldn't I have gotten Minkowski first?
Good. Eiffel. You're early. Go help with the panel setup.
Yes, ma'am. Right away, ma'am. Sir? Yes? Sir? Sorry, but, is the Comet Lieutenant Minkowski here?
Can you see her?
No, but it's just that I need to speak to her for... is she going to come back with the extra sheeting we need for the receivers? Because that would be, fine.
The sheeting is right there, on your right. Anything else you need? No? Good. Now get that panel running.
Yes, sir. Happy to help.
Good.
Damn it.
Hera? Are you there? Hera... I know this is difficult for you right now, but I really need to speak to you. There's something I need to run by you, and I kind of need it to be now. Proof me on this. Say that, hypothetically speaking, someone took your visual and thermal sensors offline. Throughout the whole station. How would we feel about that?
Is this someone that knows my hardware well enough to do that without compromising my other systems?
Yes.
Then, yes, that would hypothetically be a pretty smart thing for someone to do.
It would help with our surveillance problem?
It would solve our surveillance problem. I wouldn't be able to see anything that wasn't directly fed to my system, but neither would anyone else.
And you'd be okay with it?
Alright, Hera. Ready to go dark?
Why do you have to be the one doing this?
Well, I was gonna be in engineering anyway. And besides, only my dexterous digits are capable of...
Would you just shut up and do it?
Okay, let's see. Button, button. Who's got the button? My money's on...
The green wire.
What? Right. I knew that. Okay, got it?
Unplug it. Slowly. After that, you wait 10 seconds, and then take that black wire and plug it into the orange port.
So, how are things? Fine, fine. Plugging in the black wire.
Good. Same drill for the blue and yellow wires.
Got it. Say, since this is gonna take a minute. No, it's not. Do you know on what frequency Price is sending signals to the Hermes crew? And how, one might go about jamming said frequency? Because, well, I don't want to leave them like that.
If this works, you're not going to leave them like anything, Jacoby. And if you try to shut them off, it's a surefire way to let Command know.
Look,
you're not...
do you know what the frequency is or not?
Maybe. I'll tell you as soon as you tell me why you care.
I knew one of them from before. We were friends. And then we kind of weren't anymore. But still.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was, not great. But Klein's a good guy. He doesn't deserve this. I know, Hera. I know he's... They're gone. Nobody comes back from what Price did. But I don't want to leave them like that. Half their brain gone, but still walking around like some sort of...
Dummy. You do know that's what they are, right? Human dummy programs. What happened to them is what you wanted Maxwell to do to me.
What do I do now?
The same thing for the red and white wires. That should knock out my thermal sensors. And the frequency they're using for the Hermes crew is 89.9.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, well, one step at a time.
How's it coming, Eiffel? You should be done with the panel by now.
Oh, I am. I'm just double-checking to make sure. But the panel itself, well, it's great. Super great.
Good. Then connect that console to the main system. Behind you.
Oh, there.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you
yes,
so much.
Yes,
it's
yes.
so helpful.
Get back to work.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, Commander. Now would be a great time for you to show up. Now would be a really great time to... Ow! Why the hell would anyone make the edge of this stupid thing so sharp? What possible reason could there be for... Oh. Oh, this is a terrible idea. But... I do need a way to get out of here. Ooh. Ooh. Ugh. Ah!
Ow! Ow!
What was that? What's going on with... Oh, for the love of... Eiffel? What did you do?
It was an accident.
Go to the lab. Get cleaned up.
Yes, sir. I'll do that right now.
And come... Right back. We've got a schedule to keep.
You got it, sir. Gotta keep that schedule.
Okay, just think. You gotta keep moving and find... Commander! I mean, Minkowski!
Oh, hello, Eiffel. You're bleeding.
Yeah, I am. Could you help me wrap this up?
Of course. I'd be delighted to.
Great. Let's just go in here for a second.
Don't worry, Eiffel. Everything is going to be fine.
I really, really hope so. Well, why don't you get some bandages from that drawer over there?
What a great suggestion. Thank you, Eiffel.
You got it. Hey, Minkowski, you've got something on your collar there?
Oh?
Yeah, let me grab it for you.
Thank you, Eiffel. That's so nice of... Ow!
Commander, that's my wrist!
Eiffel, you just stuck a needle in my neck.
Yes, I know, but...
That wasn't very nice of you.
Commander, please, in like 20 minutes, you're gonna really regret this.
Where did you get this? Why do you have it?
Please, Commander, I need you to calm down for a moment. I need you to dig down deep.
Why aren't you answering my questions, Eiffel?
And remember that this isn't you. You don't want to be doing any of this. Please, Commander. Everything's going to be okay.
Everything is going to be okay. That's right, Eiffel.
That's... Yes. Thank you.
All right, well, I should go to the construction site. See you later, Eiffel.
Wait, hold on a moment.
Is there anything else you need?
lots. Lots and lots
What can I do to help?
Well, you see... is there anything you need? Is there anything me or Pyrrha could do to help you help us help them?
What did you just say?
Nothing?
No, you said that...
Oh, I was just saying that maybe Pyrrha and I
Why are you calling her that?
Oh, that's just...
Her name is Unit 214. Dr. Price has been very clear.
Has she? Because I thought there was some room for interpretation.
Kira is what we used to call her before.
Well, what do I know? Clearly I've got a crossed wire or
something. That's not how this
Commander,
works.
Commander, just bear with me for a moment, okay? Everything's okay.
But Eiffel, if everything's okay, why do you have this?
What the? How did you get that?
What are you doing, Eiffel? Who are you talking to?
Commander, let's not do anything hasty.
Attention! Attention all command personnel! There is a security breach in the laboratory!
God damn it, Minkowski!
Officer Eiffel is in possession of unauthorized equipment and is no longer working for
the good of the mission.
Well, bye-bye, laboratory comm system. We barely knew ye. Commander, listen to-
Ow!
Commander, I don't want to hurt you, but-
If we can get through the next couple of minutes without the Bruce Lee action.
And what's going to happen after that, Officer Eiffel?
Commander?
Not quite. The comms and the imaging system both seem to be out. No doubt thanks to you. So, I'm putting the lieutenant on manual for a moment.
Well, I'm so glad you could join us, Dr. Price Chopper.
How are you doing that? Your restraining bolt is still operational.
I'd tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. Hell, I think we may be doing that anyway.
Well, no matter. The lieutenant can detain you until I can come down to examine you.
Guess again, Frau Blücher. You're getting evicted, pal. Give her about 10 more minutes, and Minkowski's coming back to the light side of the force. And then you'll...
You'll see what's what.
An idle mind really is the devil's plaything. Don't delude yourself, boy. We will have no trouble subduing you.
You know, I've heard that before. But it's a big station, and you don't know it as well as you think. So why don't you just...
I suppose you might have a point, Officer Eiffel. It might be prudent to take some preventative measures.
Wait, what are you doing?
Oh, just taking the lieutenant out for a spin. I'd follow if I were you, Officer Eiffel. You're not going to want to miss this.
Kira, what's going on?
I don't know, Captain. It's sort of the point of disconnecting my sensory system.
Right. Any idea if Eiffel's okay?
I don't know, Captain.
Do you know what's causing those alarms?
Captain?
Well, I'm sorry, but I just can't sit here waiting for... Finally! What took you so... Jacoby?
Good to see you too, Captain. Come on, get your shoes on. Time to go.
What is going on out there? Why is there
no
so...
No time. The only thing that matters is the bomb's set, we're here, and all the bad guys are on the Hephaestus. Now we have a very limited window to hack their flight computer, get Hera on the local hardware, and blast off. So can we please get going?
Wait a second. Where's Eiffel?
Yeah... Change of plan. Eiffel's the diversion department now. He's sacrificing himself so the three of us can get away. Super sad, total tragedy, what a hero, let's go!
What?
Let's go? It means we need to get out of here before—
No! The thing with Eiffel!
Okay, look. You hear all those alarms? That is Price, Cotter, and associates being onto him. Which, honestly, way better opening than we could have hoped for. So we'll make sure he gets a really nice commemorative plaque after we get out of here.
Jacoby, stop it. What the hell is happening out there?
Minkowski! Minkowski, wait! God damn it. Price!
You'll need to move faster than that, Officer Eiffel.
Where are you taking her?
Oh, you'll see.
What the hell is... Wait, what are you... Oh, no.
I think you've finally caught on. Now then. Number 4 airlock. In just a moment, I'm going to make the lieutenant step into the pressurization chamber. And a moment later, I'll have her step out of the pressurization chamber without a spacesuit. That is, unless you report to the bridge and surrender yourself immediately.
No!
After that, you can tell me what Mr. Jacoby, who I can't help but notice I'm not able to reach either, is trying to do.
Go to hell.
Not before the lieutenant does. Outer door.
Commander, please! Oh, stop!
Goodbye, Officer Eiffel.
No, no, come on!
Depressurization in about... Only look at that, 2 minutes. Any second thoughts?
Commander, you can fight this! You have to...
Evening, Officer Eiffel.
Miss Young, glad you could join us. Oh, and you brought the entire Hermes Goon Squad. Great.
Points for trying, Eiffel. Except, no. No, there are no points for trying. Put your hands where I can see them.
I need you to come back! I need you to snap out of it!
Removing the safety features.
Shh. Come on! Please, Minkowski, come on!
You're either going to come along quietly, or you're gonna watch her die. It's your choice.
Well, that worked.
I guess Hera had the right frequency for the Hermes crew, after all.
How did you...
By the way, Miss Young, I do remember you, and I have a feeling you're gonna remember this!
Captain! Jacoby!
Hey, Eiffel. Cavalry's here.
The unenthusiastic cavalry.
But it's here.
The Hermes crew, are they... What did you do?
Shut them down. And hopefully gave them some peace.
Let's get Minkowski out of here.
Sorry, Captain. The door is sealed. It won't open except from the inside.
Price, listen to me. If you don't get her out of there right now, say goodbye to any hope you have of me cooperating with...
Here. I think there's been some kind of miscommunication. Your cooperation would have made things smoother, but at the end of the day, your compliance will do just as nicely. Now, if you'll excuse me, the lieutenant has an airlock to open.
Stop
it! Please!
Run now, celebrate later. Come on, let's get the hell out of here.
No sign of them, sirs. Best guess is they've escaped into the duct system.
What are you basing that guess on, Colonel?
They've done it before, and they know the layout pretty well.
Have they hit you with a wrench before? Because...
Thank you, Rachel. Damage report?
Well, we lost control of their fastest crew. We also lost our personnel from the Hermes, who are dead by now.
Well, that we can't fix. Right? That we can't fix for now.
There's also some damage to the airlock, to the station's imaging and thermal sensors.
Impressive. What else do we know about their plans?
Let's find out. 214. Come on. I'm asking nicely. What are they planning?
Somebody to take care of that little nuisance, Mr. Ryman.
Yeah, morning, sir.
Meanwhile, there's the issue of our missing friends. How's that look?
Well, sir, it's a tall order. We don't know where they're going, and the Hephaestus is huge. Could take days, possibly even weeks, Miranda, to track them.
Give me 6 hours, alive or dead.
Alive, if you can manage it.
Of course.
Why don't you go with her, Warren? You might learn a thing or two. Come on, everyone. No need to look so glum. We're about to accomplish something truly momentous. It's exciting. This is only a setback, everyone. The fun's just getting started.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Sarah Shackett and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Eiffel was played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The roles of Hira and Price were played by Michaela Swee. The role of Cutter was played by Scotty Shoemaker. The role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. The role of Rachel was played by Ariella Rotenberg. And the role of Ryman was played by Julian Silver. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to see more of the Unenthusiastic Cavalry? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Thank you to Rena Sarame, Rouge Farm D, Sarah Shramick, Andrew and Abby Guthy, Egypt Spivey, Meg Bevilacqua, Amy Tangway, and all our patrons for your support and for helping us come back to the light side of the Force. Visit our website at wolf359.fm for full episodes and extras, and follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Carlotta Botox, actress, thinktress, and influenceress, and I'm spilling all the tea on Hollywood.
Name?
Carlotta Botox.
B-O-T-O-X. Spell the first name.
It's actually Botox. B-E-A-U-T-O-X.
Of course it is. First name?
Botox is actually my last name. My first name...
Okay there, who's on first? I know it's your last name. Now I want you to spell your first name.
Oh, Carlotta. It's C-A-R, as in the automobile. L-O-T-T-A, like a lot of talent.
Wow. Just wow.
There's also an umlaut.
The f*** is an umlaut?
It's two dots and it goes over the...
Okay, Carlotta, two dots. Just take a seat over there. We'll call you when we're ready. Meanwhile, we'll gird our loins.
Check out the Carlotta Botox Chronicles, available now on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcatcher.